All right, let's go. It's Monday, April 7th, 2025. How you doing? Hope you had a great weekend. Welcome to First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the top headlines. Quick and efficient as you start your day. And the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. One of the top stories all week will be the stock market. Last week was a brutal one on Wall Street. According to the Wall Street Journal, over $6 trillion was wiped out in 2 days following President Trump's tariff announcement. It was the worst week since March of 2020, which came with the COVID pandemic. This week, investors will be watching for updates on the tariff negotiations with other nations. I keep reading that some are fearing a, quote, Black Monday market crash today. As of now, a handful of wide-ranging additional tariffs are scheduled to go into effect on Wednesday. We will see what happens. Sports. Obviously, the biggest story in sports at the moment is March Madness. Congrats to the UConn Huskies. They won the championship game last night in the women's tournament. They beat South Carolina 82-59. That's not even really that close. It's their 12th championship, which extends their record. Congrats, UConn. Also, we found out that Juju Watkins of USC is the winner of the 2024-25 Wooden Award. She went down a couple weeks ago with an injury. But she is the award winner. Nice job. The men's tournament ends tonight. Florida and Houston. The big story there over the weekend was Houston's comeback to knock Duke out. Honestly, it was kind of a shocking final moment. Now it's Florida and Houston for the NCAA title tonight. In other basketball news, we found out over the weekend that along with Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard, Sue Bird, Maya Moore, and Billy Donovan are all among the class being inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame later this year. The 2008 U.S. Olympic men's team is getting in as well, so that means LeBron James and Chris Paul are technically being inducted before their playing careers even end. They will all be inducted at a ceremony in September. Lastly, in hockey news, Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals just made history. First, he scored a couple goals in their game Friday night, his 893rd goal and then his 894th goal. With that, he tied Wayne Gretzky's record. Gretzky was there to see it. It was a very cool moment. The Capitals had another game yesterday, and he scored again. So now he is the all-time goal leader with 895. Amazing. On to some entertainment headlines. I'll start with a few heavy ones. First, an actor named Jay North just passed away. You might not know that name, but he was Dennis the Menace in the 60s in the old sitcom. He passed away after a battle with cancer. Jay North was 73 years old. News broke on Friday that Russell Brand has officially been charged with sexual assault. There are four women included here. These events are said to have happened between 1999 and 2005. He's always denied the allegations, but the investigation continued, and now the charges have been filed. He will be in court in London May 2nd. We just found out that singer and model Cassie Ventura, who used to date Diddy famously, she will reportedly testify against him in court. That trial is set to start in a month, May 5th, and Cassie is seen as a central figure here. Three other alleged victims have requested anonymity, but Cassie will testify under her own name. Comedian Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster General, he was just hospitalized. He had an allergic reaction to something he ate. He's fine, but his lips blew up enormous. I've got that photo up in our Instagram stories if you want to see it, at First Thing Pod. Lastly, in baby news, this is wild to say, but Eminem is a grandpa now. His daughter Haley Jade, who used to rap about being a little baby, she has a baby of her own. She got married last May, and now, along with her husband Evan, she has welcomed a little baby boy named Elliot. Elliot Marshall, honoring her dad with that middle name. And you should hear this baby rap. It's incredible. Congrats to all of them. Moving on to movie and TV news. Theaters finally got to dust off the seats for the first time this year. It's been a slow start to the year, but the Minecraft movie changed that. It brought in $157 million. It passed Mario as the biggest domestic box office debut in history for a video game adaptation. Jack Black is in both of those movies. Globally, it made over $300 million, just huge. Obviously took the top spot. Jason Statham's A Working Man came in second, and Chosen, Last Supper Part 2, hung in there at number 3. Snow White dropped down to fourth place. And in related news, it came out that Disney is pausing their live-action remake of Tangled because Snow White has struggled so much. It's not clear if Tangled is dead or if it'll move forward at some point down the road. I've got a trailer up in the stories this morning for the next Tron movie, Tron Ares. Jared Leto is in it. Nine Inch Nails did the score for the movie. That's cool. It's going to be in theaters April 10th, and again, that trailer is up there. In TV news, the previously mentioned Jack Black hosted SNL this weekend. It was a good show. I loved the Goth Kid on Vacation song. I'll post that if you haven't seen it, because I really liked it. A couple trending stories from the show, though. They made several references to Morgan Wallen and his Get Me to God's Country comment after he walked off the stage last weekend. And at one point during the weekend update, an audience member yelled out a swear word, the S word. The show edited that out for the West Coast replay. In other news, Grey's Anatomy has been renewed for its 22nd season at ABC. That's a lot of seasons. Ellen Pompeo will continue to executive produce and narrate the show, and she's expected to pop in from time to time as Meredith Grey. Also, I'm not going to spoil anything here, but I'm sure last night's White Lotus finale will be trending all day today. I have not seen it yet, so I couldn't possibly spoil it, but I'm going to have to avoid those spoilers. It'll be a conversation everywhere you go today.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. I have been a coffee drinker for many, many years. I wake up very early. I've been doing morning radio for over a decade. So coffee has always been a big part of my life. And lately I've been wanting to find like a coffee alternative. And I personally think I found the best possible one. Coffee can leave you like jittery, you know, totally drained by the afternoon. You get anxious. But Nandaka, you feel like you're fueling your body with the stuff that it wants. It's made with 100% fruiting body mushrooms. It's crafted with ceremonial grade cacao, fermented probiotic teas, and adaptogenic herbs to fuel your body. Even if you don't know what those things are, it sounds good, doesn't it? I promise you it is. If you want to learn more or if you're ready to give them a try, go to my link. It's peaklife.com. peakuelife.com/firstthing. You'll get 20% off for life when you go there and a free starter kit with your first purchase. Again, peaklife.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. MTV just announced something big about their upcoming Video Music Awards. For the first time ever, the show will be broadcast on CBS. That's weird. It's also going to be on MTV, so a simulcast, as well as Paramount Plus. But yeah, CBS. The show is happening in New York in September. I mentioned recently that singer FKA Twigs had to cancel some concerts due to a visa issue. She was having trouble getting into the country, and now she has canceled more dates, even her Coachella performance. She said she's devastated over it, I'm sure. Also, Ed Sheeran and Weezer just joined the Coachella 2025 lineup. Weekend one starts this Friday in Indio, California. Leslie here today. This is cool. Jelly Roll will be speaking at the prestigious World Literacy Summit 2025 at Oxford University. He will be honored with the Global Literacy Award in recognition of his tireless advocacy for literacy and education, particularly within the justice system. That's so cool. I love that Jelly Roll does that work, and I love that he's being recognized for it. That's happening today. Some additional headlines here on this Monday morning. Unfortunately, this morning, the latest death toll from the days-long weather event in the Midwest and South has reached 19. Flooding and tornadoes reached everywhere from Texas to Ohio. I mean, even yesterday, 32 million people were under flood alerts across the Mid-South and the Southeast. Here in Nashville, it was about 5 days of storms. It was just so much rain. Hopefully, the worst of it is behind us now. And President Trump news, he is set to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House later today. It's the second time since he returned to office. The two of them are expected to discuss the Gaza war as well as tariffs. Also, in Trump-related news, there were more than 1,400 rallies across the country on Saturday to protest the way he's running the country. It was really a Trump and Elon Musk protest. They were called hands-off rallies. There were demonstrations in all 50 states. While it's not clear exactly how many people showed up, I've seen some publications say in total, over a million people were out there. In TikTok news, as you know, the deadline for ByteDance to find a new buyer was Saturday, and that has been extended. President Trump announced on Friday that he is pushing the ban back by another 75 days. In food news, Olive Garden is no longer on top. For the past 7 years, Olive Garden topped a poll as America's favorite casual dining restaurant. But this year, Texas Roadhouse has claimed that throne. Olive Garden fell to second place. Chili's, Applebee's, and Buffalo Wild Wings round out the top five. Lastly, here I always end the show with something positive. Today, it's about the 16-year-old hero in Ohio. His name is Tyler Soden. He was at home when he heard commotion outside. He said he heard screaming. He looked out the window and he saw his neighbor's house on fire. His parents were not home, so he just had to jump into action. He grabbed a ladder, he ran over there, and he helped this mom and two of her children down. One of them was a 10-month-old baby. The lieutenant of the Cleveland Fire Department said, quote, "He saved their lives. He was heroic this morning. I give him a lot of credit to react, to think ahead, to bring the ladder." Really a cool story. 16-year-old Tyler Soden, a hero. Nice job, buddy. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
There you go. Thank you for being here. Let's make it a great week. Wherever you are right now, this is going to be your week. I'm calling it now. I'm back tomorrow to do all of this again, complete rundown, all the stuff that happens between now and then.
Please tell your friends about this show.